Well, Sheriff, it's that time again. It's that time that we see kids out trick-or-treating. It is Halloween night, and I know this is a time you always want to see the kids have a good time, but at the same time, you preach safety actually for everybody. So just kind of tell me what some of your safety tips are first for kids that are going to be out trick-or-treating.
Well, we want to make sure that everyone stays safe, and there's going to be lots of kids out, and the weather's supposed to be pretty nice, so we expect a lot of kids out trick-or-treating. So, number one, make sure your kids wear some sort of reflective clothing or reflective strips on it, and remind them over and over to don't get excited and run out into traffic. The real small children, of course, needs to have some sort of an escort by an adult. Those that do not, it's just real important that they be cautious and not get hurt. Now, as far as adults, be very aware that the kids are going to be out and about, drive very slowly, and make sure that you don't injure a child. One of the things that's important is if the porch light's off, that means that the person there either is not giving out candy or they've run out of candy. And so, don't walk up to the doors if the porch lights are off.
What do you say is the time range that you normally see kids out trick-or-treating on Halloween night?
Well, it varies quite a bit and depends on whether Halloween falls during the week or on the weekend. And, of course, this week it's a Monday. So we'll see probably, most likely, the kids will be out earlier. And so as a general rule, they'll start around 5 and they'll end up during the week, you know, it's going to vary, but they're going to probably go on out till about 8, which of course will be after dark. If you're handing out candy and you're ready to quit, just turn your porch light off. That's the best advice. But usually about 5 to 8 during the middle of the week.
Talk to me a little bit about this law. I think it was passed 3 years ago in the state of Arkansas about sex offenders and their requirements about, you know, not giving out candy on Halloween.
Yes, sex offenders are not allowed to give out candy during Halloween, and they know that. They're reminded of that, along with the law enforcement, police departments, and sheriff's office, and probation and parole. We monitor those to make sure, and so they're not to have the porch lights on and not to be handing out candy.
One thing I did want to again reiterate, and you just you mentioned it briefly, is when it comes to the kids being out on the streets and motorists, just be extra cautious and make sure that you probably want to drive considerably slower than normal.
Yeah, you want to drive considerably slower, and the other thing is, typically, you're going to see large groups of kids together, but that's not always true. So even if you're on a side street or, say, a highway that you don't see a bunch of kids, just keep your eyes peeled at all times because you may have one or two kids out by themselves. So just, again, we want to make sure everybody has a great time, but at the same time, we want to make sure that everybody gets home safe.
Well, Sheriff, we hope you and your office have a good and safe Halloween night as well.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.